Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Shanta. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm trying to find out what this company is because they charged or tried to charge $59 or almost.
Okay, you're seeing a billing
on my account. Yes.
Hello?
Yes, I'm seeing a billing.
Hello?
Hello?
Customer support, hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello?
Yes, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay, yes, sir. Yes, sir. May I have your zip code?
90018.
Okay. Let me see here. And your first and last name?
Reginald Luck.
Thank you, Mr. Luck. And can you please verify your shipping address?
Shipping address? I don't know what it is you would be shipping to me. I don't know who J-A-C-A-L-K-A is. That's why I'm calling.
I understand. I understand your reason for calling. I just need to verify the account to make sure I am speaking with the correct person. That's why I was asking you to verify your address for me. Can you
I don't even have an account with a company like that. I don't even know what it is you do. And this was a charge on my business account. The address of the company is 3426 Sixth Avenue, Los Angeles, 90018.
Thank you. Yes, sir. That is the address. Thank you. That is the address that we have on file. It's in relation to a Vibe watch. Looks like that was purchased on January 24th for $7.92. Shipping and handling was processed. We sent out a watch to that location there.
No, we have not received any watch. Don't even need a watch. I have an Apple watch. No one here, the company uses Apple products. And there's no reason for anybody to have bought a watch or even have it shipped. And there has not been a watch received here.
I understand. And I know you are backing your company there. Is there anyone else that could have access to the card information? Because I do have tracking confirmation delivery from United States Postal Service of an order being delivered on January 29th.
January 29th. No one else has access to this card. No one else is authorized.
Okay. Would you like to have that tracking number so you won't think that I'm just giving you some false information? Because we are showing that something was delivered. It was a Vibe watch that was sent out. And this type of watch, it do help with tracking sleep patterns, blood pressure, steps, things of that nature.
You said it was $7 and something, but this charge is $59.97.
Yes, I started off with the $7.92 because that's how much it started off with initially on January 24th, and it was a 14-day risk-free trial. And when the 14 days expired, that's what the $59.97 came in because that is the retail price for that watch that was sent out to the business location.
Yeah, nobody here got that. The 29th, give me the tracking number. Was it post office or FedEx or DHL? What was it?
No, sir. Remember, I didn't mention it was the United States Postal Service, USPS.com.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that tracking number is 940-1-1-1-2-0-2-5-5-5-9-7-3-1-2-3-7-6-1.
Okay. 940-1-1-1-2-0-2-5-5-5-9-7-3-1-2-3-7-6-1.
Yes, sir. And I know you're saying
okay.
that this could be a possible case of fraud, and we do take fraud very seriously. What I can do is transfer you over to our fraud department, and they'll be able to further assist.
Okay. And I'll have my security person check our cameras to see for the 29th to see if anything was delivered on the 29th.
I understand. So if you can hold me one brief moment, let me get your information forwarded to our fire department.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So I am getting that information forwarded over for you. All right. Now, there would be brief silence as you're being transferred. That will actually follow by music. Okay. But the next voice you will hear will be someone from our fire department assisting you with this situation here. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now, I do want to thank you so much for reaching out to us here at Customer Support there, Mr. Luck. Once again, my name is Shanta. You have a great rest of your day. Hold one brief moment, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.